们今天要奉耶稣的名继续来分享士师记。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we continue our sharing on the book of Judges.
士师记总共有13位士师，12位士师。
There are 12 judges recorded in this book.
包括撒母耳记就是总共有13位士师。
And if you count the books of Samuel, you will find 13 judges in history.
每位士师都是神拣选用来拯救以色列百姓的。
Every judge was chosen by God to deliver the Israelites.
每位士师都有他的特色。
And every judge had their unique characteristics.
那所以今天我们这个灵修会我们用4个士师来做彼此的勉励。
So throughout today, we will study four different judges as our mutual encouragement.
早上我们查考了一位，就是女士师底波拉。
Early this morning, we study the female judge Deborah.
那厄陀涅，我们用一个题目就是成功的人生，来谈厄陀涅这位士师。
In this hour, we'd like to talk about the judge Othniel, and I entitled this message "A Successful Life."
厄陀涅的意思就是神有大能。
Othniel.The word Othniel means God's mighty power.
他是在以色列国南方唯一的士师。
He is the only judge that came from the southern part of Israel.
当以色列百姓犯罪的时候，神把他们交给一个王外邦人的王，叫做古山利撒田。
When the Israelites sinned against God, God gave them over to a Gentile king named Cushan.Rishathaim.
那神啊，就兴起厄陀涅来拯救他们，脱离这个王的手。
Then God raised Othniel as their judge to deliver the children from this king.
那国中又太平了40年。
And then the kingdom was peaceful for 40 years.
那在厄陀涅的一生当中他能够做一个成功的士师，有三个原因。
There are three reasons why Othniel led a very successful life.
第一就是他有好的婚姻。
First is that he had a very good marriage.
第二就是他有圣灵的帮助。
Secondly, he had the help of the Holy Spirit.
再来就是他有征战的精神。
Last but not least, he has a spirit to fight.
所以我想就用这三点来谈他的一生。
So I'd like to use these three points to talk about his life.
我们看四世纪的第一章。
Let's first turn to Judges chapter 1.
11-13。
Judges chapter 1, verses 11 to 13.
11-13.
Verses 11 to 13.
我们请李弟兄来念。第一章11-13。11-13。这边提到厄陀涅怎么样娶到一个太太叫做亚撒。
Here it talks about Othniel got married to a woman named Asa.
这个亚撒他是一个在圣经上里面相当有名的人。
Asa is actually a rather famous person in the Bible.
怎么说呢？因为他名字列在历代志上的第二章，我们看历代志上第二章。
How do we know this? Because her name was recorded actually in the book of the Chronicles. Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
历代志上第二章的49节。
I'm sorry. First Chronicles chapter 2, verse 49.
二章49节。
First Chronicles chapter 2, verse 49.
请 Amy 帮我们念啊。二章49节。历代志上二章十四节。
First Chronicles chapter 2 verse 49.
这个我们知道家谱都是以男系为主的一个家谱啊。
Normally the genealogy would be reported based on the descent, based on the sons.
但是这里有一个特别女士啊，被记载在家谱里面。
But exceptionally, there's a woman reported in the genealogy.
代表她在以色列历史当中啊，是一个相当可以说跟路德啊这样的女子啊，同列的在圣经里面的人呢、啊。
So in the history of the Israelites, Aksa is equivalent to somebody like Ruth in the Bible.
那这个娶这个太太啊，其实对厄陀涅的一生啊影响很大。
By marrying Aksa, it had a great impact to Othniel's life.
我们可以说这个女士啊，很会帮她的先生。
She was a great help to her husband.
在事业上帮助她很大。
She helped him in his career.
我们看四世纪第一章。
Let's turn back to Judges chapter 1.
第一章的第十四节到第十五节。
Chapter 1, Judges, verses 14 and 15.
十四节、十五节。请谁来念一下？请 Mike 的太太念一下来。15。他一过门呐、其实。就是我们看到她、就懂得劝丈夫、跟爸爸求一块田、
It's interesting that as soon as she marries her husband, she urged her husband to ask her father for a piece of land.
这个有人结了婚之后都是考虑、爸爸那边的利益、
Some people after they get married, they still think about their parents' family.
但是亚撒更考虑的就是自己夫家、自己丈夫的利益。
But in Aksa's case, she was more concerned about her husband.
我们结婚之后、就是一体了。
After we get married, we become one with our spouse.
所以、我们要、跟我们的配偶肩并肩的、站在同一条线上。
So hand in hand, we must always be on their side.
所以我们说这个亚撒是一个才德的妇人，她的才就表现在她很懂得为夫家来打算。
Aksa can be considered a virtuous woman. She's virtuous because she makes good suggestions to her husband.
那她有一个德性呢，就是她看到她爸爸马上会下驴啊。
She's also virtuous because you can see that she dismounted from her donkey before her father's presence. It shows her respect.
请问这个利百加第一次见到以撒的第一个动作是什么？
Do you remember what Rebecca did? What Rebecca did when she first met Isaac?
圣上讲啊，她先用一个金子捂上脸，蒙头，然后呢再下驴啊。
The Bible records that she veiled her face, she covered her head, and she dismounted.
所以下驴啊，是一种对对方尊敬的一个表现。
So to dismount from one's donkey shows your respect toward the other person.
我们中国人也有这种习惯，对不对？
The Chinese people have similar custom.
我们读一本书叫做《君登居，我戴马，他日相逢为君下》啊，就是。你坐车，我骑马。我看到你的时候，我就下马啊、哦，就是，这也是一种礼貌的表现。
The Chinese also pay their respect to others by dismounting from their horses or their donkeys.
那这个他下马，因为很尊敬啊，所以他爸爸就问他说，你要什么呢？我可以给你什么呢
？So because she has shown great respect to her father, Caleb asked her, "What do you wish? I'll give them to you."
这个女生真的很有才华。
Indeed, she was very talented.
她心里想说：“爸爸给我一块地在南地啊。”
She said, "Well, since my father is giving me a piece of land in the south."
那南地呢，跟加州的气候差不多了。
The land in the south is very much like the land in California.
如果没有一条河过来哈、哦，你这个加州根本没有办法住人的。
Without a supply of river, you can't really people can't really live here in Southern California.
因为南地啊是一个半沙漠的地方啊。
Because the land of the south is somewhat desert-like.
所以他说：“爸爸，你给我地，你不给我水，那我有地怎么有什么用呢
？”So she said, "Father, you have given me this land, but without water, what can I do with it?"
所以他就求你也给我水泉。
So she ask him for the source of water.
啊，那爸爸啊就把上泉跟下泉给他了。
And so her father gave her the upper springs and the lower springs.
所以你看到这个女士啊，真的，这个亚撒很会帮助她的先生建立他们的家庭。
So from here you can see that Asa was a great help to her husband. She helped him build up their family.
所以真的有句话说，一个成功的男人背后都有一个伟大的女人呢、啊。
There's a phrase that says every successful man is helped by a wonderful woman.
我也听到一个人他讲这样一句话。
Someone once told me this.
他说一个男人最大的幸福哦，就是可以娶到一个安静温柔的女士的另外一半。
This person says that the best thing that could happen to a man is that he would marry a quiet and peaceful wife.
那他可以把自己的财产呢、啊、灵魂、生命，都交给、啊、另外一半来处理啊。
And he could let her manage his wealth, his possessions, and his even his own life.
啊，这样是最幸福的一个、啊、男人呢、啊。
This would be the happiest man.
所以真的，我们要成功啊啊，真的要有一个好的配偶。
It's true that in order for us to live a successful life, we need a good spouse.
啊，有一次一个长老在见证，他说：“神不只是拣选传道啊。”神也拣选传道娘。
Once the elder said that God does not only choose whom he wants to be pastors, but he chooses the wife of the pastors.
我去夏威夷的时候，他们也讲一句我觉得很有趣的话。
When I visit Hawaii, the church members there said something very interesting.
他说，那个工人他讲 ，It is the wife who made a good pastor. 就是先生让他的太太让他先生成为一个好的传道人呢、啊。
They say it's the wife who makes a good pastor.
这个就像让我想起那个、啊、长老啊，他提到他自己的太太，因为他就是提的，他觉得 他太太对他真的是对他的事工帮助很大，所以、啊、他讲掉这样的一个故事、啊。
This elder feels very strongly that his wife has helped him significantly in his ministry.
他说他能够专心服侍神呢、啊，因为太太把家里的、啊、事情都。打理得很妥当啊。
He said that he could concentrate on the work of God because his wife takes care of everything at home.
家里无论有什么大小事情啊，她不会尽量不会让先生来忧心啊。
She would not worry him with all the chores and the things at home.
所以让我们觉得真的，这个配偶很重要。
So a good spouse indeed is very important.
我听到一个故事、啊、一个太太在一个先生在太太丧礼上讲了一番话。
Once a husband said the following things on his wife's funeral.
他说这一辈子当中呢，我真的很感激我的太太了。
He says I deeply thank my wife for what she did in her life.
他就在回忆他们的生活。
And he recalled their life together.
他说。在这一生当中啊，有一段时间他想投资做这个开加油站的生意啊。
He said there's a period of time in his life where he wanted to invest in gas station business.
啊，他太太就很反对啊。
And his wife objected.
因为他太太说你是外行的，你做这个生意哦不会赚钱呐、啊。
The wife said that, well, you're not an expert in this field, you will surely lose money.
可是先生不听啊。
But the husband refused to listen.
啊，所以他真的就。把钱投去做这个生意、啊、
So he invested his money in a gas station.
啊，有一天呢，这个先生从外头打电话回来给太太啊。
One day he called home from out of town.
他说对不起哦，那个我们的投资的统统失败了啊，钱一毛钱都拿不回来了。
Yeah, he informed his wife that we lost all of our investment down to the last penny.
他在想说他太太一定会。气的大家说，我就跟你说嘛，你不要做这个生意啊。
He thought his wife would just say, "I told you so. I told you not to invest in this business."
结果没有啊。
But his wife didn't do that.
他太太跟他这样讲说，他说，我已经算过了哈，你这一辈子啊，不抽烟，不赌博，不喝酒啊。
She said, "I already made some calculation. You don't drink, you don't gamble, and you don't smoke."
如果你这个赌博、抽烟、喝酒啊，所损失的钱呢？大概也跟这个投资到这个加油站的钱损失的差不多了。
If you had smoked, drink, and gambled, you probably would have lost the same amount of money as you lost in the gas station.
所以你不用担心你平平安安的回家。
So don't worry about it, just come home peacefully.
所以他太太，他就是这位先生，听到这样的一个话，就非常的安慰啊。
So her husband was greatly encouraged.
那一段时间，他们经济就非常的拮据，就很穷。
So for that period of time, they were living in poverty.
那有一天，他先生回家，看到太太哦，在桌上插这个蜡烛啊。
So one day the husband came home from work and noticed that the wife had lit some candles.
那这个气氛很好啊，烛光晚餐呢。
And it was a candlelight dinner with a great atmosphere.
他想说今天到底什么日子，太太怎么突然变得这么罗曼蒂克？
So he thought, what's a special occasion? Why she's so romantic today?
结果一到厕所去想要开个灯洗个手，发觉到家里没灯了。
He wanted to use the men's room and realized that the light doesn't work anymore.
后来他才知道，原来他们家因为没有钱付这个电费，这个店早就被剪掉了。可是太太已经一言都没有，都把家里布置得很干净，用烛光晚餐来陪伴那个晚上。
And then he realized that because they have been delinquent in their electricity bills, that they've been cut off. But the wife never complained and still put together a candlelight dinner before him.
他说他最感动就是有一次，因为没有钱，那借钱，那也得罪了这个黑道上的弟兄。
And he said that one time, because they needed desperately for some money, they borrowed some money, and he offended some gangsters.
那这个黑道的弟兄呢，就打电话给他。
And so one of the mobsters called him.
然后你再不还钱，我跟你保证，这个 明天，你的头一定会掉落下来。
And threatened him and said, if you don't pay back tomorrow, I guarantee that your head will not be on your shoulder.
所以那个晚上他们夫妻都很紧张。
So that night, they were extremely nervous.
紧张到大家也睡着了。
But eventually they fell asleep.
早上一起来想说，哇，这个不晓得发生什么事情。
The next morning, they didn't know what would happen to them.
突然这个先生看到太太已经从这个门口进来，穿着睡衣从门口进来。
And then the husband saw the wife walking into the door in her pajama.
太太跟先生这样讲。
And she said to him,
我都查过了，我们的车上都没有炸弹。
I've already checked, there's no bombs under our car.
你放心，可以开。
Don't worry, you could get in the car.
这个先生听到这句话真的很感动。
Her husband was extremely touched.
他可以牺牲，就是冒自己生命的危险，来先查查看这个车子的安危。She
was willing to risk her own life to check for bombs.
所以他在过世的那个丧礼上面，他回忆这太太这一辈子带给他的好处。So
at her funeral, he recounted all the wonderful things that she has brought into his life.
我们看箴言。
Let's turn to
the
book of Proverbs, chapter 31.
箴言31章第10节。
Proverbs, chapter 31, verse 10.
31章第10节。
Proverbs 31, verse 10.
才德的妇人谁能得着呢? 她的价值远胜过珍珠。11节。
11.
她丈夫心里依靠她, 必不缺乏利益。 12节。 她一生使丈夫有益无损。这边提到说，才德的妇人，真的她的价值胜过金银财宝。This
passage says a virtuous woman is worth above rubies.
那先生可以依靠她一辈子，什么损失都没有了。Her
husband could trust safely in her and would have no lack.
所以厄陀涅是娶了这位太太之后， 才被呼召当师师的。
So Othniel was called to be a judge after he married this woman.
所以他的成功跟他的太太有绝对的关系。
I believe his success definitely is related to his spouse.
那我们再看这个厄陀涅怎么样找到这位太太呢？
Let's also think about how Othniel found this wonderful wife.
我们再看四世纪的第一章。
Let's refer back to Judges chapter 1.
12节13节。
Verses 12 and 13.
士师记第1章12节13节。
Judges chapter 1 verses 12 and 13.
加勒说谁能攻，我来请大家念，那 Jason 请你念。 到这里哈。他娶妻哦的一个方法就是先为神的国打仗啊，就得到这个太太了。
Othniel was able to marry this wife because he had first fought a battle for God.
啊，所以我觉得我们今天找配偶哦，也不用太担心了哈。
So my encouragement to you is that don't worry about finding a spouse.
你先求神的国，神的义啊。
If you first seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
这个。其他的神会加给我们、啊、
All the other will be given unto you.、
哦、我们现在的人的追求配偶的方法很多种了、
哦、Obviously, there are many ways to find a spouse.
我们小时候，我们那一代人呢，最流行的方法就是到女生宿舍面前站岗了、
啊。When I was a young person, the most popular thing is to stand outside of the girls' dormitory.、
啊、看到这个漂亮的小姐出来就吹口哨。
When you see a beautiful woman coming out of the dorm, you will whistle.
这是现代年轻人的一个方法。
That was my contemporary way of picking up a girl.
但是，厄陀涅他不是用这样的方法了。
But this is not what Othniel did.
其实真的，我们先求神的国、神的义啊，神自然会安排啊。
It's true. If you seek God's kingdom and righteousness first, God will arrange someone for you.
我记得我有一次到会城教会去。
I remember one time I visited Philadelphia Church.
那是会成教会的献堂典礼、啊。
That was during their dedication ceremony.
一位长老从这个加拿大过来。
An elder visited us from Canada.
他突然问我一个问题，说这个弟兄啊，你结婚了没有啊
？He asked me a question, brother, are you married?
我说长老，你问这个问题做什么呢
？I asked him, why do you ask, elder?
他说你还没有结婚，我可以帮你介绍。
He said, "If you're not married yet, I will introduce somebody to you."
我心里在想，在就是心里在想说，在笑了。我心里在笑，因为那时候我已经结婚了。
I was laughing in my heart because I had already been married.
我说长老，你忘了吗？我结婚的时候是你帮我证婚的呢，祝福的呢。
I told him, "Elder, don't you remember? You're the one who officiated my wedding."
这个长老、哦、大概不晓为几对祝福了，他都忘了他跟谁祝福过了。
He has officiated so many couples that marriages that he had forgotten.
那我的意思就是说，真的，我们只要认真做圣工啊，神会安排啊，教会的长辈也会关心呐、啊。
The point I'm trying to make is as long as we work hard for God, God will arrange, and the people in the church will also help you.
啊，因为我们真的自己选也不知道哪一个对我们最好啊。
Because you may not be able to choose the best person for yourself.
我们要懂得凡事交托神。
We need to remember to trust in God in our marriage.
因为才德的妇人是神所赐的。
Because God is the one who gives us a virtuous spouse.
那再来就是这个厄陀涅啊，他能够成功啊，跟圣灵有绝对的关系。
The next secret of his success is It relates to the Holy Spirit.
我们看士师记第三章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 3.
青年叫什么名字？第三章。第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们来读这个。第三章第十节。Jeremy, please read. Chapter 3, verse 10.所以我们看到呢，这个是圣灵降在他的身上啊，他就做了士师。
Verse 10 says, "The Spirit of the Lord came upon him, and he became the judge of Israel."
啊，所以圣灵对他影响很大。
So the Holy Spirit had a great impact in his life.
圣灵在旧约的工作很大。
The Spirit worked mightily in the Old Testament.
我们来看这个士师记的十四章。
Let's refer to Judges chapter 14.
十四章的第六节。
Chapter 14, verse 16.
第六节。
Verse 6. Chapter 14, verse 6.
Mike, 请你读 Michael. Mike Stacy. 这个圣灵降在参孙的身上，他就大有能力啊。When
the Spirit came upon Samson, he became very powerful.
他就可以双手把狮子撕裂。He
was able to tear a lion apart with his bare hands.
如同撕了羊羔一样。As
if he was tearing a young goat.
那请问在座的我们有多少人可以把一只羊给撕裂的？
Let me ask, how many of you could tear apart a young goat with your bare hands?
可以撕裂羊羔的，请举手。
Who can? Please raise your hand.
圣经上讲，他撕裂狮子像羊羔，代表那时候的人真的很多人可以把羊羔撕裂哦。Well,
according to the Bible, it appears that many people at that time can tear a young goat apart.
狮子就比较难了哦。But
probably harder to tear lion.
我们在座的有多少人可以把一只鸡啊撕裂的
？How many of us could tear apart a chicken?
不是炸鸡哦。I'm
not talking about a fried chicken. but a live chicken.
炸鸡很容易的哦。 所以你真的不容易的哦，那个，所以你可以想象撕裂狮子真的是不容易的。So
obviously it wasn't easy to tear apart a lion.
但是圣灵降在身上，他就有能力了。But
when the Spirit came upon him, he had power.
所以你看那个圣灵的感动在旧约是很有大力量的哦。You
can see that the work of the Holy Spirit could be very powerful in the Old Testament.
那我们再看生命记啊，生命记的34章。
Let's turn to another example in Deuteronomy.
我们人生要成功，我说你这个运动家，你要成功，你要常常被圣灵充满哦。
So if you want to be a successful athlete, you may also want to consider being filled by the Holy Spirit.
我们看生命记的34章哦。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 34.
这一节很有趣了。
This is an interesting verse.
34章第9节。
Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 9.
来 ，Andrew 的妈妈，请你念好吗？ 34章第9节。 这一节如果你这样读，所以在摩西没有按手在他头上的时候呢，圣灵没有智慧的灵没有给他的时候，以色列人根本不听他的。So
if you read this verse carefully, the children of Israel really didn't listen to Joshua until the Spirit came upon him, until Moses laid hand on him.
这个在圣灵的智慧给他智慧之前呢，你就看到他好像就是一个一般帮助摩西的人一样啊。Before
the Spirit of wisdom came upon him, he seems rather ordinary.
那圣灵，这个被智慧的灵充满之后，我大家发觉到，哎，这个耶稣呀被按手过之后呢，他讲话不一样了。After
he was filled by the Holy Spirit, people recognized Joshua as a totally different person.
哎，怎么你讲话啊？怎么变得这么有智慧呢
？How come he speaks with so much wisdom？
以色列百姓便听他了。
So the children of Israel began to listen.
看起来这个按手圣灵充满，这个是让耶稣呀成为带领的人一个很大的关键。So
it appears that laying of hand, the Spirit of God is the key of Joshua becoming a great leader.
今天真的也是这样子哦。
This is how it works today.
我自己的观察，不晓得你同不同意哈。This
is my personal observation. I wonder if you would agree.
我以前还没有当传道的时候，这个伊丽莎白教会新案例，两位执事。Before
I became a pastor, Elizabeth Church ordained two deacons.
我就有一个很大的一个吓，就是他们真的在讲道理啊，案例之后跟案例之前不一样。And
I personally was shocked that their sermon was very different. Before and after they were ordained.
真的啊，我知道，圣灵特别跟有职分的人呐，有一个特别的恩惠啊。I
observe that the Holy Spirit works especially with those who have been ordained.
这是圣灵的工作，是我自己的观察，不晓得你同不同意了哈。This
is my personal observation for your reference.
要成功，一定要神同工了。If
you want to be successful, you need God to work.
那个圣灵的力量哦，在旧约里面，甚至可以了解未来要发生什么事情啊。
The Spirit of God is so powerful that it could even foretell the future.
我们看历代志下。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles.
20章。
Chapter 20.
历代志下20章。
2 Chronicles chapter 20.
20章哈。我们来读，历代志下20章14节到16节。
Let's read verses 14 to 16.
14节到16节。
Chapter 20, verses 14 to 16.
Andrew, 请你念。 没关系，可以 skip 吧，哈，太多善了，就是神的灵降在他身上，哈，十五节。
15。
这真是厉害啊，这个明天还没有发生啊，就跟他们讲说明天哦，敌人要怎么来哦，那你去哪里迎接他们呢？
This is quite amazing. Once the spirit came upon them, this person was able to tell what will happen the next day and how the enemies will approach him and attack them.
安慰他们说呢，不要因这大军恐惧啊，因为胜败在乎神呢。
And also comfort them not to despair, to be afraid or dismayed because the battle is with the Lord.
所以哦，我们说我们这一辈子哦，真的要成功哦，真的要有圣灵的帮助哦。
So if we want to be successful in our life, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵真的，我们常用圣灵祷告哦，很多未来的事情你不知道未来会是什么事情，但是我们祷告哦，圣灵都在未来的事情帮我们祷告的。
Even though you may not know what will happen to you in the future, but the Holy Spirit will pray for you, and the Holy Spirit will pray for the future.
所以，连耶稣出来工作之前，都要先圣灵的膏力哦。
Even before Jesus' ministry, he needed the anointment of the Holy Spirit.
那使徒要出来工作之前，这个很重要哦。
This is very critical for the apostles too.
我们来看约翰福音二十章二十一节。
Let's turn to John chapter 20, verse
21. 二十章二十一节。
John chapter 20, verse 21.
约翰福音二十章二十一节。
John 20.
二十章二十一节二十二节。
In verse 22.
Paul, would you please read?
And Jesus said unto them again, Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, even so I now send you. When he had said this, breathing on them, he said to them, Let the Holy Spirit come.
所以耶稣怎么样受差遣，耶稣照样差遣门徒，都是用圣灵来差遣呢。
Jesus was sent, and he sent his own disciples all the same way through the receiving.
真的，没有圣灵，我们真的没有力量的、哦。
Indeed, we are powerless without the Holy Spirit.
真的，我有时候我们在日常生活当中哦，都会很软弱了、哦、
We sometimes feel rather weak in our daily life.
你怎么样让自己刚强起来呢
？How do you find new strength in your life?
你真的要让圣灵充满起来哦。
You need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
耶利米书自己这样承认了、啊，耶利米自己这样承认了、
啊。Prophet Jeremiah admitted himself.
然后这么多人都攻击我啊，我实在是不想讲话了啦，不想传神的福音了啦。
So many people are attacking me. I no longer want to speak the word of God.
罢了，我不如归去啊，不做了。
Forget it. I will quit now.
可是啊，耶利米书的二十章第九节、哦、他说神的灵啊，就在我骨头里面烧啊。
But in Jeremiah chapter 9, he says that the spirit. Chapter 20 verse 9 says God's spirit is burning inside of me.
哦，所以让他不得不啊，开口继续把神的话阐明出来啊。
He has no choice but to continue to speak the word of God.
所以凭着我们自己，我们不能做什么。
By our own might, we cannot.
是里面有个 urge， 不是有一个力量哦，驱使你去做对的事情啊。
But it is the spirit that urges us to do the right thing.
哦，所以我们真的要追求圣灵的充满哦。
Indeed, we need to pursue the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我在准备这个是很久的讲章了。我在准备这篇讲章，刚好是九一发生的时候。
When I prepared this message, it was.Soon after the 9/11 incident,
那我就想一个问题、哦、
And I was thinking about this.
这个911啊，为什么他们这么有这个热忱哦，这么有计划啊，这么有组织啊，是什么样力量呢，让他们来做这个事情的
？I was wondering what is the power behind such well-planned, well-organized, and extreme action against the U.S.
我可能跟大家分享过这个911哦，他们真的很有计划的。
And I might have shared this with you before. A terrorist in 9/11. Had a great plan.
啊，他们选的飞机都是长程的飞机哦。
They chose long-range aircraft.
因为比较有力量啊。
Because it delivers more power.
啊，油也比较多啊。
There's more fuel to burn.
烧的比较久啊。
It could burn longer.
他们选择的飞机是早班的飞机啊。
They choose early flights.
啊，因为早班的飞机比较不会误点呐。
Why? Because they're not usually delayed.
那所以他们就 coordinate 两架可以一起来这个。两架可以一起来，不会误差太厉害。
They also have coordination between multiple airplanes.
如果太晚班的话，一般误点的话，那就没有办法做这样的工作了。
If they choose a flight later on in the day, there might be a delay, and they can coordinate such a task.
他们也 观察过了那个世贸大楼那个结构啊，火烧得掉的，因为中间是空的。
They had also studied the structure of the World Trade Center and they knew that it was hollow inside.
所以他们这个是预备很久，那个心啊，想要把这个美国的这个标志啊烧掉，那是一个在燃烧的心，让他们驱使着驱动的，一直的啊好几年来一直的持续下去的。
They had the whole plan well thought out. There's something burning inside of them to destroy the symbol of America.
所以我就想一个问题啊。
So I was thinking about this.
连做坏事情哦，你心中都要有一个很大的火在那边烧啊。
Even when you want to conduct some wicked and evil act, you need a burning desire inside of you.
那更何况我们今天呢，要做一个好的基督徒，你不要有一个正义的力量在你心中烧吗？
Much more for a Christian who wants to do good, we need a righteous spirit to burn inside of us.
真的，我们在人生当中啊，常常这个知道好的做不出来了，对的行不出来了，实在是因为内心没有火了。
Unfortunately, in our life, often we want to do good, but we cannot do it. We don't have the strength because we don't have a fire.
所以，我们家庭要有一个和谐的家庭，事业要成功，我们做人要成为一个好人。我们真的要追求圣灵的充满。
If we want to be a good person, a happy family, a successful career, we need to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
我常常跟那个婚姻有点问题的人这样讲啊。
I often say to those who have marital problem.
你可以送你太太哦，你先生哦，去参加这个 NATS 啊。
Just send your spouse to National Adult Theological Seminar.
送了之后，你对你的婚姻一定会更好的。
When they come back, I guarantee your marriage will be better.
不是我这样说，我自己有这样体验的。
I'm not making false claims, but I have the personal experience.
我把我太太送去参加这样的一个机会啊。
I send my wife to National Adult Theological Seminar.
平常早上没有咖啡喝，她一回来，隔一个晚上，隔天呢，我马上就有咖啡可以喝了。
Normally she doesn't make coffee in the morning. After she came back from the seminar, I have fresh brew coffee in the morning.
真的，我的意思就是说，真的，你就看得到说神的圣灵真的会感动一个人呐。
My point is that the Holy Spirit could really change a person's heart.
我们要追求圣灵充满。
We all need to pursue for the fullness of spirit.
我常常在孩子身上看到他们的改变。
I often see this type of change in our young people.
当他们得到圣灵的时候，
they receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵改变他们的心。
The Spirit changes their heart.
所以我们有圣灵了，
So we,
我们有很多人都有圣灵。
Many of us have the Holy Spirit already.
我们要追求圣灵充满。
We need to pursue for the fullness of the Spirit.
每天一定要至少祷告。我看一般弟兄姐妹哦，十五分钟，然后工人三十分钟到四十五分钟哦。
I think it's important for brothers and sisters to pray at least 15 minutes a day, for workers to pray 30 or 45 minutes a day.
那全职的工人要祷告一个小时啊。
And of course, full-time ministers have to pray at least
没有力量，没办法工作啊。
Otherwise, you would have no power to work.
都没有办法胜过罪恶的试探哦。
You can't even possibly overcome the temptations.
礼拜三晚上我们在青年查经。
Wednesday evening, we had a youth Bible study.
那说的实在是很正确、啊。有个青年讲的实在是很正确、
啊。Youth said something rather true.
啊，缺乏祷，什么时候缺乏祷告，什么时候就被恶胜过，这是真的。
He said, "Whenever I lack prayer, I will be overcome by evil."
这是真的。
This is true.
我们每个人都是一样的。
It's true for each and every
one of us. 包括小弟在内。
Myself included.
我什么时候缺乏祷告
？Whenever I lack prayer,
我什么时候就觉得这个试探很难胜过、啊。
I would feel that it's very hard to overcome temptation.
所以我们要被圣灵充满。
So we all need to be filled by the Spirit.
厄陀涅之所以成功，除了有太太、有神呐、啊，我觉得他本身也很努力啊。
In addition to a good spouse and the Spirit of God, Othniel was successful because he also himself.
我们再回来看四世纪第三章。
Let's refer back to Judges chapter 3.
第十节哈。
Verse 10.
我们特别注意到这里有一句话。
Let's pay close attention to this phrase here.
第十节。
Judges chapter 3 verse 10.
来 ，Alex， 请你念。阿门，到这里，他做事师，再来就是有征战的精神呢、啊。
He became the judge of Israel, and the next thing is he went out to fight a war.
所以我们说要打赢，要成功。还是要有一种奋战的精神。
So to win a battle, one must have the spirit to win.
厄陀涅一辈子啊，有两场啊重要的战争啊。
Othniel fought two important battles in his life.
一场是对内的，一场是对外的。
One is internal, the other is external.
对内的就是啊，夺下了这个底壁啊，就是基列西弗。
The first war is to take Kirjath Sephar, the city.
啊, 第二场战争就是打败了外国的王啊。
The second battle is to defeat the foreign king.
他赢了对内的战争，才有办法赢对外的战争啊。
He was able to be victorious externally because he had already won internally.
今天我们的征战也是一样，我们有两场征战。
Today we all have two battles to fight.
我们自己内在的战争。
Internally within ourselves.
我们自己常常是自己最大的敌人。
We are often our greatest enemy.
我们要战胜自己的七情邪意啊，邪意啊。
We need to defeat our own lust and desire.
啊，这样我们才有办法为神打外面的战争。
It was then can we fight for God?
我常跟年轻人讲啊，真的，我们要有好的灵修，才有资格被神使用来做圣工啊。
I often say to the young people in the church, we have to first have good cultivation before we can be used by God.
我跟他们讲一个故事，就是哦，你不要以为倒垃圾是。 是肮脏的工作，倒垃圾也是做圣工，也是圣工哦，不是肮脏的工哦。为神倒垃圾。Even
dumping the trash in the church is considered a sacred work for God. It's not dirty.
但你做圣工哦，你不干净，神都不要你做哦。But
if you are not cultivated, if you are not clean yourself, God does not even want you to do that work.
这是一个工作人员的一个感想啊。
This is a reflection of a church worker.
啊，这个工人呢，他在年轻的时候
，When he was young,
啊，他常常帮教会倒垃圾。
He often throw the trash away for the church.
因为他家离教会很近。
Because he lives very close to church.
可是教会的垃圾都是礼拜三晚，礼拜四早上哦，垃圾车才来，所以他礼拜三晚上呢，就会去教会把垃圾啊，从这个教会啊拿到街上去啊。
Because the garbage collector comes every Thursday morning, he will come to church on Wednesday evening to throw away the trash.
可能你们听过这个见证哦，他礼拜三晚上啊，他就真的忘了啊，带钥匙啊，去开教会的门啊，忘了带钥匙啊。
So this one Wednesday evening, he forgot to bring the key to the church.
他想说啊，再回去拿钥匙太麻烦，爬墙算了。
He said, "Well, it's too much trouble to go home and get the keys. Let me climb the fence."
其实那一段时间哦，他哦，灵修不好，常常做恶事。
But during that period of time, he didn't have much cultivation, and he was actually living in sin.
可是他觉得这样也可以做圣工啊，就是做圣工不会有事啊。He
felt that it was not a big deal to do such work for church.
真的，他说他爬到那个围墙最上面的时候啊。But
when he climbed up to the top of the fence,
好像有个力量就从上面把他打下去啊。There's
a force that struck him and struck him.
然后整个人就趴在这个地上啊。And
he fell face down.
他那时候他说他觉得哦，自己的脸好像是。 像个肉饼一样，已经都已经扁了这样子啊，但那个鼻子啊，大概都不见了，就已经扁了这样子啊。Since
he fell face down, he thought that his nose and his entire face was.
哇，那是这个冬天啊，是下雪的日子啊。And
it was a winter day.
那个、
it was snowing.
街上都没有人在走，他说这下子没有人帮他，他大概不晓什么时候才起得来啊。And
nobody was walking on the street. He thought that. He probably would be left alone for a while.
他就一直悔改祷告说：“主耶稣啊，对不起哦，我应该啊，不应该这样子啊，这个老是做你不喜欢的事情啊。” So
he began to repent to God and say, "Lord, please forgive me for sinning against you."
他就在那边祷告了。So
he prayed there.
感谢主，没有人救他。
Nobody came to rescue him.
后来他有办法自己再起来啊。But
thank God, eventually he mustered up enough energy to get up.
主耶稣给他有力量，再爬墙一次。Jesus
gave him the strength to climb the fence again.
他真的又爬了一次墙哦。And
he tried it again.
把垃圾丢出来啊。And
he was able to throw out the trash.
所以小朋友讲，倒垃圾也要灵修，为教会倒垃圾也要灵修。So
I tell the young people, even when you throw trash away for church, you need to cultivate.
你内在的战争，我们内在的征战没有办法打赢，你怎么为主耶稣来征战呢？
How can you fight for the Lord Jesus when you cannot defeat yourself inside?
所以我们要圣洁，就能够被神所用。
If we maintain our purity and holiness, we can work for God.
在人生当中，我们也要征战的精神。
We also need the spirit of fighting.
圣经上讲说，我们要殷勤，不可懒惰。
The Bible teaches to be diligent and not to be lazy.
说望风的不会撒种啊，看云的不会收割啊。
Those who look at the wind and the clouds will not reap.
懒惰的人都说街上有狮子啊，什么事可以不用做啊。
The lazy people always say that there's lions on the street, so I will not work.
所以我们要有征战的精神。
So we need to have the spirit to fight.
我们要靠圣灵。
We need to rely on the spirit.
我们也要用刀。
And
我们也要征战。
And we also need to fight with a sword.
我们看这个摩西啊，跟撒玛利亚人打仗。
If you look at how Moses fought the Samaritans,
摩西在山上祷告,
Moses prayed on the mountain.
耶稣用刀在山下征战,
and Joshua fought with swords against the enemy.
那一场征战是用刀结束的,
and that battle ended with a sword.
啊, 所以我们要征战,
so we do need to go out, try hard, and fight.
啊, 有神的帮助,
with God's help,
我们就可以能够有成功,
we will have a successful life.
我们如果仔细这样来想啊,
so what does this mean to us?
配偶啊, 是其他的人对我们, 就是他人对我们的帮助了。
Our spouse is the help that we receive from a third party.
啊, 那征战是自己要努力的。
But to fight is something we have to do ourselves.
圣灵是神来的帮助。
And the Holy Spirit is the help we receive from God.
所以真的我们如果有人, 有自己, 有神来的帮助啊, 啊, 我想主耶稣会祝福我们成功。
God will bless us and give us a successful life if we have help from others, from God, and also if we can try ourselves.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
唱诗398首。
Let's sing hymn 398.